This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, we're starting our brand new segment, The Combo Platter, 877-881-1053. We want you to shout out your favorite burger place. However, to get that red, you have to give us a sports thought or opinion, all right? This is the same thing that we trotted out with the Tex-Mex, so we're going to try to make it more focused this time. So you can give us a sports thought or opinion, and then you can shout out your favorite burger place. Here's an example from the 214. Because of his own dumb actions, Zeke will not be a Cowboy next year. Cowboys use the extra cash to re-sign Dak to a mega deal. Also, pops burgers and Waxahachie.
Whoa!
So that's a lot of information right there, but that's what we're looking for. I'm not saying I have to agree with it.
No, absolutely not. But like, yo, I think that we really need to talk this out for a second. Wait a minute. How do they get up off the Zeke contract?
Hey, I would like to know more about that, because if we figure out a way to bail on that Zeke contract, man, I'm all about it, because I don't see how you get out of that without eating like a really tough amount of dead money. So I'm not sure. I'm going to look into that. I think that would be unlikely. And the issue is you could still give Dak the mega deal that you want now without, $35 million.
Woo!
In dead money right now.
Unless you like trade him, right?
No, because even if you trade him, a bunch of that dead money comes off of the signing bonus, and you cannot eliminate the signing bonus or the guaranteed money. And so that is the issue that you run into.
So I wasn't working with you guys when Zeke was sitting out during training camp and then they eventually signed him. What do you think Zeke would have done if they would have taken the approach of, we don't care?
He would have shown up. I believe that 99%.
Really? It seemed like he was pretty dug in and ready to sit this one out.
I think that was why he got the deal, because they displayed that position of strength. I don't think it would have happened. But that's just my personal opinion. I also don't value running backs enough to go ahead and renegotiate when you could theoretically hold on to him for, like I said this before, not that this is the route you want to go for like future players, but you could have ended Zeke's career if you wanted. All right, you're going to sit out. You're under contract for 2 more years. I can franchise you for 2 more years after that. So I control your contract for the next 4 years, and that doesn't count the years you sit out. So go ahead and sit out. Let's see what happens. But then again, you know, I'm all about like pushing things to the absolute limit. I could see how this would fare poorly for future free agents and running backs and stuff like that, but I would not have negotiated, but here we are. From the 817, the Browns will win their division, plus L.A. Burger and Keller. Now, I'm excited about this because some of these places I haven't even heard of before. Like, we've discussed, I have a very limited palate, and so...
Yeah, salt, not eating salt will do that.
Yeah,
for you.
You know, and that's fair. And there's a burger place in Richardson that I really like that I always forget the name of, that you can get, like, the bison burger and all that stuff.
I think your world's going to open up. I wish I was like you. I wish I was 40 years old and didn't put salt on things yet.
Hey, life's about to get better. Life is about to get better. From the 817, Dak Prescott will end his career as a top 5 passer ever and 2-time champion, plus Nicky D's in Crowley. Wow!
Wait, Nicky D's, Nicky? Not Mickey D's.
It says Nicky D's.
Okay, all right.
That'd be really weird if like you didn't like all McDonald's, but just love this one out in Crowley.
Yeah. So nothing against McDonald's, Wendy's, Whataburger, whatever. We're not looking for that. We're looking for, this is where we need to go to that mom and pop, locally owned place. By the way, the Browns are going to outdo the Baltimore Ravens this year?
Yeah, I feel like that's another one of those people that goes, Lamar Jackson's going to get caught up on.
There's a lot of people who think
a lot of them.
By the way, you might want to run out and get some Wendy's while you can, because their
What, the largest franchisee of that, and I believe another
Pizza Hut.
There we go, is filing for bankruptcy.
So it's one of those bankruptcies. Don't relax, Bassick. It's one of those bankruptcies where they're just trying to restructure their debt, which we went through at the newspaper like three times.
And then the government gives you billions of dollars.
Yeah, pretty much. So they're not going to go away like tomorrow. Just, you know, keep an eye on it, and we'll see what we can do. From the 972, I think Pete Rose should go in the Hall of Fame. Plus, Maple and Motors burger by Parkland Hospital. I've never had that one.
The burger or the take?
Both. I agree with both.
Okay.
I have never. You know what's funny is I have their fried bologna sandwich there.
What?
It's really good. So I know their burgers are great too. Don't get me wrong. But one thing that I go there because it's just different is when I was growing up, my grandmother used to, you know, get kind of thicker slabs of bologna from the deli and then fry them up and then put onions and peppers and scrambled egg in there and then kind of make a sandwich out of it with some rye bread, which was awesome. And so I went there and got a fried bologna sandwich with mustard, which I know sounds probably disgusting to you in all ways.
That sounds like the worst thing that could be.
If you like bologna and you like mustard, and you like bread, which everybody should, it is really good.
Oh, my God. How many texts did we just get in?
Right now, I'm several minutes behind. I'm going to do the best I can. For the 817, we trade Michael Gallup for Jamal Adams and get Dez back. Hop Dottie's in Fort Worth. All right. So along Dez Bryant real quick. He sent out, did you see his really sad tweet that he sent out yesterday? And I was like, I just don't think it's going to happen, but maybe. He said, I hope it's a season. I need my redemption. I just don't see a way that he, first of all, plays, let alone plays well enough to get what he would view as redemption. I hope he gets it. I just don't envision that happening.
I hope he does, too. And he's working hard. And from everything we get, he's trying really hard. I just think people have moved on in the receiver situation. Like a guy like Cedric Wilson, the Cowboys would rather have Cedric Wilson be their fourth, fifth wide receiver, play some special teams and see if he can develop into something over the next few years, rather than bring in an old receiver who has major injury problems from the back down. And just see if that guy has any magic left in him.
All right. Well, I mean, maybe. I don't know if that would be here, but, you know. So we get this from the 469. I think Rugi could have a good year in 60 games. Plus, one and only burger in McKinney. I have not heard of that place before, but I'm very interested.
I mean, in theory, if he takes the hot streak that we're used to seeing in the season and just makes that the season, you know, yeah.
Yeah, no, and it's the same theory of why we were talking about, like, could Giancarlo Stanton excel? Could Correa excel?
Yeah.
Well, like, if you hit the right time when you don't get injured in these 60 games as opposed to 102 more games that you would have to play, then
so here's the positive negative on Rugi. Negative. He never gets off to a good start, and that's why we always have these conversations on should he go back down to the minor leagues or should he be benched, because his starts are super slow. Positive, his best month is usually the month of August in Major League Baseball. We are starting the season pretty much in the month of August. So you can take it as a positive. We are starting the season right when he hits hot streaks, or the negative is he always gets off to slow starts and he wouldn't have enough time to get his numbers back up to, like, okay, numbers.
Okay, well, that is not encouraging, but that's probably fair.
I'll give you the encouraging.
From the 805, we won't get a finished season out of any of the big four professional sports in 2020-2021, and LSA Burger in Denton has also the best wall mural in Texas. Oh,
I like that take.
To the burger and the mural. I always
the mural take. I like that as a. It's just an odd thing to be like, yo, best mural in the state.
And a bunch of people,
tell
by
me
the way,
I'm wrong.
Are well, you know that I shout out for, I think it's China King Super Buffet out by where Collin Creek Mall used to be in Plano, because they have this amazing mural that has, like, Troy Aikman, and John Wayne and an astronaut and like all kinds of things. And I'm like, I don't know if these things are all directly related, but damn it, I like it.
They're all Texan. And then has anybody shouted out Kincaid's in Fort Worth?
They might have. There's so many texts. We really appreciate y'all rocking with us because, woo boy, I don't think we're going to get through this. We couldn't get through this in three segments.
And by the way, Nikki D's, at least on the portion that I'm at, is taking over this thing. There are a lot of people shouting out for Nikki D's.
There's one in Oak Cliff, too, that's awesome. I know I need to have a take on sports, but...
Yeah, I demand to hear your sports take. From the 214, Tom Brady will flop this year. Plus, Burger House in Dallas is awesome. Okay. Is Burger House more of a chain or is that an individual?
It's a local regional chain, I believe. Because I also know there's like one in Arlington that I've driven by a million times and told myself I was going to try and I never did. So I think I'm going to take that plunge here soon. Mm.
Okay. This might violate that rule as well. I need clarification. From the 817, Griff's in Garland and the Eagles still suck. All right. If you go to Griff's in Garland, because I know that specific Griff's, I just don't know if there's a lot of them. Their burger... it works, but it's their chicken fried steak sandwich that I think is top notch.
With cream gravy.
No,
yeah, buddy.
Not okay. I mean, if that's the way you roll, then that's fine. But I also think Griff's might be kind of like at least a local chain.
Also, what are we doing in Gridiron Euros later today?
Is that what we came up with? Did we not say Gridiron Gazpacho?
Here's my sports take. I think Tim Hardaway Jr. is going to have a great playoff run for the Dallas Mavericks.
Woo!
Wingfield's in Oak Cliff.
Will that? Okay. I want to talk more about that place in just a second. Do you think then he would opt out, since a while back we talked about the complications of the economics of basketball right now? But if he looks really good in the playoffs, do you think then he'll take
out? I think whether this is positive or negative, I think Mark Cuban loves his players, and I know that he's let players go that he's loved before, but I do think that he almost has an understanding with Tim Hardaway Jr. It just seems like to me, listening through coronavirus, the way Mark Cuban has talked about it, is that he's going to want him to opt out and then get him signed to like a four-year contract. And I'm going to guess it's going to be like 4 years, $70 to $80 million, somewhere in that range is okay. What he's going to give Tim Hardaway Jr. to be a part of this with his Luka-Porzingis combination.
From the 214, Luka makes a deep run in the playoffs this year. Grind Burger Bar in McKinney. Would you qualify deep run as they made it to the Western Conference Finals?
I think that would be the deep run, yeah. That would have to be.
I mean, great. We would all be freaking ecstatic about that, right?
Particularly with the way the playoffs are set up right now, you would have to have beaten one or two really good teams.
Of
just
those
to get there.
LA teams, probably, yeah. Too, right?
To me, if you get to game six or game seven of the conference semifinals, I'll consider that a deep run for the Mavericks. I'd mean winning a series and then getting really close to winning another one.
Okay. Well, fantastic feedback. I'm sorry we didn't get to everybody, but we'll definitely be bringing the combo platter back, and maybe we'll move on to a different food. If you have food suggestions we should move on to next, definitely let us know.
Shawarma.
That might not be next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.